In secret locations across northern Iraq, the Army's elite Delta Force is now conducting its first operations, CNN has learned. Today at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Ash Carter outlining what Delta and the Expeditionary Targeting Force, ETF, has been ordered to do.
Seizing places and people, freeing hostages and prisoners of ISIL, and making it such that ISIL has to fear that anywhere, anytime, it may be struck. And the only thing I'll say is the ETF is in position.
The timing and location of all operations remains classified. There are about 200 troops in northern Iraq. They've been setting up safe houses, establishing and paying off informant networks, and gathering intelligence. The plan: attack compounds, not just to capture or kill ISIS, but to grab laptops, cell phones, anything that can provide more intelligence and lead to more raids.
Special Operations Forces, I have vast experience in Iraq and Afghanistan using these kinds of tactics and techniques.
New techniques as well. With surprising openness, the Secretary of Defense detailed going after ISIS in cyberspace.
To interrupt, disrupt ISIL's command and control, to cause them to lose confidence in their networks, to overload their networks so that they can't function.
The ultimate goal? Drive ISIS off the dark web that the U.S. cannot monitor.
Sometimes we do drive them to other means, but it cuts both ways. Sometimes those other means are easier for us to listen to.
But it could have unintended consequences.
You're going to end up basically not knowing what they're doing. They could be using everything from couriers to carrier pigeons in order to get the job done for them.
All of this as Carter is considering sending even more troops for the upcoming Iraqi operation to retake Mosul, Iraq's second largest city.
Because of our strategy and our determination to accelerate our campaign, momentum is now on our side and not on ISIL's.